What's the halacha if you bought tickets to some type of event, such as a concert or something, and the way how the seats work is by first come, first serve. Whoever sits down first in a particular seat is zeicha to the seat for the night, and you have to have a ticket to enter. But the question is, are you allowed to reserve a seat for your friend who is going to come a little later than you, or do we say that no, you're taking a very good seat, and it's supposed to work by first come, first serve. So maybe, api choshen mishpat, you have no right to reserve a seat for someone else. So this question, l'chayra, should depend on a very yisaydistika machlekes rishayim in the sugya of Bamitziah in the first parak. Or the Gemara of Bamitziah over there, daf tes, daf yud, discusses the case of hamagbia metzia l'chaveru. Gemara says that if one person sees a metzia and he's not interested in being zeicher the metzia for himself, he doesn't need the metzia. He wants to be zeicher for someone else. He wants to be zeicher for his friend. So the Gemara says that it works. Hamagbia metzia l'chaveru, kana chaveru. It works. You could be zeicher in the metzia for someone else. How does this work? So this works midin zochin. There's a concept called zochin l'odom shalai b'fanov. We have a right, api chayshim mishpat, for one person to be zoicha in something for the benefit of his friend. And since this is for his benefit, it's a hana, it's a schos for the friend to be zoicha mitziya, memela, even though I am being zoicha for him, when I pick it up for him, he taka is koinet through my lifting up of the mitziya. That's the din of zochin l'odom shalai b'fanov. And hamagbia mitziya l'chaveroi is kana chaveroi. Now, the Rishonim are bothered by a very basic question. And this is a kasha that's bothering Tosfos, a question that's bothering the Rabban. And the question is that there's a din that seems to contradict this Gemara. And that is, HaTosfos lebal choy b'mokom shechav la'achrini? Laikon. If I am, let's say, owed money by a particular individual, and my friend knows about it, and he wants to be teifis the money that is owed to me on my behalf. So normally we would say, Zachin l'odom shalei b'fanav. Why can't he be teifis the money for me? L'chayr, it's a schus for me. So he's going to be acting on my behalf. And therefore, zakt the Gemara, it be'etzem should work midin zachin. However, if it's b'mokum shechav la'achrini, it doesn't work. Which means that if, let's say, there are five people who are owed money by this individual, and now one of the people have someone else be zeicher for them, so this outsider is being zeicher for one of the five people that is owed money by this person, in that case, it's chav l'achrini, because by you being teifis the money, this is a hefset for all the other people who are owed money by this individual, because now they won't be able to collect their money. Mamela, since what you're doing is causing a loss to the other people involved, your tefisa doesn't work. You don't say zachin because it's not a schus specifically for the person you're helping. It's a detriment for everyone else. And since there is a larger picture over here, because by you being tefis for one person, it's being mafsid the others involved in this story, mamela, we say that you're not able to be zachin. And the kasha is that this seems to contradict our Gemara, because hamagbia metzia l'chaveru, when I go ahead and I pick up something for my friend, and I want the metzia davka to go to him as opposed to anyone else in the world who could pick up the metzia, we're saying that it works. I is chav l'achrini. Chayr, it's chav l'achrini. It's a hefzer for other people, because now they won't have the rights to be zeicha on this metzia. And nevertheless, we're saying that it works. So it seems to be a seer. Zok Tosfos, the difference is, over here we say that there's a klal called Migu de Zochi l'nafshei Zochi l'chaveri, which means that normally we say that you can't be Tosfos for someone else. You can't be Mekayim the din of Zochin if, in fact, it's Chav l'achrini. However, over here there's an exception to the rule, because over here, when you pick up this Metzia, Be'etzem, you have a schos to be Zochin it yourself. You could pick it up for yourself. You could keep it for yourself. Since you're able to pick it up for yourself, and you punked decide that you don't want it for yourself, you want it for your friend, We say a migu that zochi l'nafshe, since I could anyways, if I want, be zoiche in this Messiah for myself, I could also be zoiche for my friend, even makom shechav l'achri. So that's the yisayid of Taisis. That normally, if we are employing the rule of zochin, it doesn't work if, in fact, it's chav l'achrini. However, if you have a klal of migu de zochi l'nafshe, where you could be zoiche in the item for yourself, then maybe we would say that migu de zochi l'nafshe is zochi l'chavri. That is the site of Taisus. And Mela, by the case of Baal Chayiv, it doesn't work, because it's Chav Lachrini, and over there you can't be Zeichah for yourself. We're talking about an outsider who's being Taifis, and therefore he's not owed the money, so he can't be Zeichah for himself, so there's no Migu, so it doesn't work. Now, there is a Machlekes between Rashi and Taisus. And Rashi holds that even though we say that B'mokam Shechav Lachrini, we don't employ the rule of Zochin, unless you have this migu de zochel nafshe, but without the migu de zochel nafshe, we don't say zochel where it's chav l'achrini. So says Rashi, that's only when the person that you were being zochel for didn't actually appoint you as his shliach to be zochel for him. But Zokt Rashi, if he does go ahead and appoint you as a shliach, you could be zochel for him even where it's chav l'achrini, even without the migu de zochel nafshe. That's the shita of Rashi. However, Taisus disagrees. And Taisus says that no. Even al yedei, the concept of shlichus, zochin does not work if it's chav l'achrini. If you don't have the klal of zochin, bigud zochin l'nafshe, zochin l'chav. So again, the etzim halacha zok Taisus is that if it's chav l'achrini, we don't say zochin. Unless you have bigud zochin l'nafshe, zochin l'chav. And it's a machlekes reaction to Taisus whether shlichus works even in such a case. And we paskin like Taisus that zochin does not work with chav l'achrini if you don't have the migu, even if he appoints you as a shliach. That's how we assume like Taisus that even al yedei shlichus it doesn't work. So skum Tais, what would be lefi Taisus in our case where you have this person who wants to reserve a seat for his friend? L'chayra, he's sitting in his own seat that his ticket earned. He bought a ticket, but he's using that ticket for himself. So now, when it comes to the second seat, it's chav l'achrini l'chayra. It's to the detriment of other people, because now they are going to lose that seat by you reserving it for your friend. And you don't have a migu de zochel l'nafshe, because with respect to the second seat, you can't be zochel for yourself, because you only bought one ticket and you are sitting in that seat. Memelo, the person should not have a right to employ the rule of zochin, and he shouldn't be able to reserve the seat. L'chayra, you're going to tell me the shita of Rashi is that shlichus works, but l'maisa, we assume like Taisus that shlichus doesn't help you over here, and therefore you would not be able to reserve a seat, l'fi Taisus. However, the Ramban has a different yishuv to the original kasha, and the entire sugya changes according to the Ramban. The Ramban has the same kasha as Taisus. Over here we're saying, Hamagbiya Metzila Chaveri Kone Chaveri, I could employ the rule of Zochin and pick up a Metzila on behalf of my friend. Yet the Gemara says that if you're Taifis the Baal Chayv Mokum Shechav L'Achrini, the Tvitzit doesn't work. We don't say Zochin if it's Chav L'Achrini, it seems to be a Stira. In our case of Metzila, it does work even though it's Chav L'Achrini, because other people now will lose the opportunity to be Zochin the Metzila, and yet we're saying, we do say Zochin. So it seems to be a Stira between these two halach. So Taisus answered, because over here there's a different halacha of migu de zochel nafshe zochel chavre. That's pshat by mitzvah. But the Ramban doesn't go like that. Zok de Ramban, the difference between the two cases is whether we are talking about a case of hefsid or a case of menias revach. Zok de Ramban, that which we say, hatoifis tabachoy mach chav lachrini, that zochin doesn't get off the ground because it's chav lachrini, that is referring to a case where you are causing a hefsin moment to your friend. By you being typhus for one of the balei chayvis, all of the other people who are owed money will simply lose the opportunity to collect their chayv. They will suffer a loss. In that case, we say, if in fact it's chav l'achrini, you don't say zochin. However, in the case of the metzia, where you're being magbia metzia l'chaveiroi, where we say kona chaveiroi, even though one should argue that it's chav l'achrini, zokt the Ramban, that's not considered chav l'achrini because that's only menias revach. The metzia is not something that by them foregoing they will take a loss by. It's just something that they will lose the opportunity for a revach. That's not considered chav l'achrini because it's only menias revach. And therefore, zokt the Ramban, When it comes to mitzia, where it's only minyas revach, it works because it's not considered chavla achrini. That's the shita of the Ramban. Now, what would come out in the Ramban's shita, the case of the reserving of seats? L'chayr, what should come out is that it would be tali. If, in fact, when I take a seat that really everyone had a right to take, and I take it for my friend by reserving it for him, is this considered a hefsid to everyone else, or is this only considered a minyas revach? That's something that is up for debate. Someone could argue that perhaps that's minyas revach, and therefore I could reserve a seat for my friend, because it's just minyas revach when it comes to the other people not being able to sit there, and then perhaps we should assume that since it's minyas revach, I could be zoche for my friend, even though it's chav l'achrini, because it's not considered halachically chav l'achrini. However, others can argue that no, this is considered a hefsid because the maisa, they already bought a ticket, they have rights to the seats, and by you taking the seat, you're causing them a hefsid, and then you won't be able to play Zachin even like the Ramban. Well, the maisa, there's one more nekuda that should be added to this equation, and that is the shita of the shach. Zok de shach, even Lefi Taisvis, who holds that by shlichus it doesn't help. And if it's chav l'achrini, and according to Taisus, even by the case of menias revach, we don't say zochin when it affects other people. So even if it's only menias revach, if it affects other people, zok Taisus, you don't say zochin. Ay, zok Taisus, zok d'ashach. So what, in fact, is the etza? If I want to be zoche for my friend, b'bakom shechav l'achrini, and I don't have migud zochin l'nafshei, how does that help? According to the shach, zok d'ashach, the etza is, if you pay the individual who is being zeicha on your behalf, then he becomes your payo. And by a payo, the halacha is different. He could be zeicha for his employer, even where it's chav l'achrini. And therefore, zak d'shach, if you want to have a person have the right to be zeicha for his friend in, let's say, a seat, and it's a case of chav l'achrini, what you could do is have the person pay the individual who is reserving a seat for him, and then he becomes his payo. And when it comes to a payel, we say yad payel ki yad al bayis. He's able to be zeicher for his employer, even though it's a case of chav l'achrini. So that would be an eitzah when it comes to reserving of seats, that if you employ the person, you pay the person who's reserving the seat for you, then it would in fact be legitimate because he would be considered your payel.